No, John, I'm not going to watch that stupid show. I hate your station. Thanks for sending in jokes. Speed Jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. We got a joke today from Terry Corbett and Nora Smith and John Latisik and Mike from the Twin Towns of Minnesota. Got another joke from our friend Dave Carr in Canada and Mike from Hammond, Indiana. Jerry Cohn, who is, he writes, mugless but at peace in Homewood, Illinois. Who knows? Jerry, maybe it'll happen someday. We randomly select from jokes sent in on Friday. Maybe you'll win one, but he's at peace with it. Bev Mattson in Antioch sent a joke. Joan O'Brien in Bloomingdale. Night Shift Jeff of Arlington Heights sent us a joke from, he says, the new home of the Chicago Bears. Jan Lekowitz is a John Green realtor relocation specialist, hoping for that mug, wrote, love your speed jokes part of the show. It brings a smile and or a laugh to my day, which is much needed in today's world. I asked my wife for a battery so I could tell the time. She asked if it was 4 o'clock. I said, I don't know. That's why I need a battery. It's supposed to help, but I've got to say, autocorrect is my worst enema. Hey, Andy, what do you call 52 pieces of bread?
A deck of carbs.
What do you call a knight who is afraid to fight? That's surrender. And speaking of that, how many... I'm going to do this one, Stephen, then it's your cue. You ready? Yeah. How many Russians does it take to change a Ukrainian light bulb? None. It's not a light bulb change. It's a special electrical operation.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray a pet shop owner and John Williams will star as customer.
Is this birdcage made of nickel?
No, it's aluminum.
Are you certain there's no nickel?
It's 100% aluminum.
So to be clear, this is a Nicolas Cage. I was working as a bag boy at Mariano's and we were offering fresh squeezed juice at customers' request. I'm a social person, so I said, hey, could I do the juice machine? And they said no.
Why'd they do that?
They said beggars can't be choosers. Doggone it! Do your line.
Why'd they do that?
They said beggars can't be juicers. We're going to edit that, and when you listen at 1:38, I'm going to get it right. My girlfriend's cell phone service is terrible.
That's a bummer.
I know. I called her about 10 days ago, and she said, we're breaking up, and now all my calls just go to voicemail. Hey, Andy, did you hear about the new deal where if you go in with a cast member of that 70s show, you get a discount on mustard and salad toppings? Hold on, Andy. Let me read that again. Hey, Andy, did you hear about that new deal where if you go into a store with the cast member of that 70s show, you get a discount on mustard and salad toppings?
Oh, you mean the Allura Prepon, Grey Poupon, Crouton Groupon?
They're not easy, are they?
No, they're not. I admire Dave Ennett for his ability to do those.
That's why he gets the big bucks. Spaceship lands and a dandelion walks out. Hey, dandelions are back on our show. Spaceship lands and a dandelion walks out and comes up to another dandelion in the field and says what? Do you guys know the answer to this one? Kessler, you got a read on that?
I sure don't. I'm stumped.
Spaceship lands, dandelion walks out, comes up to another dandelion in the field, and what does he say? Andy, what's he say?
You want me to tell everybody?
Yeah.
Take us to your weeder.